let's get right to our interview. We've got Thomas Behar. He is a physician's assistant from Elytra Health. Now, here's the thing. There is this brand new technology that involves 3D Vectra cameras and AI, and it's so complicated, but Tom is here. Are you on the line, Tom?
Hi, Dr. Perry. Yes, I'm here.
Good, good. He's here. You're here to simplify things, to tell us what this new technology is all about. And here's the thing. You know, I heard about this and I said, you know what? I love new technology when it comes in, and I wanted to find out a little bit about it. So I went down to your office on Greenwich Street in Manhattan earlier in the week, and I had to scan myself. First of all, let me just tell the audience, they know, they've listened to the show for a long, long time, but there's 5.5 million cases of non-melanoma skin cancer in the United States each year. Over 3.5 million people, a lot of people have more than one of these basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And there's over 200,000 melanomas each year in the United States. That's a lot. And everybody's got 20 or 30 of these moles on their body. So how do you distinguish between ones that are dangerous and ones that are not? So Tom, tell us about this new technology. What does it do?
You know, as you know, skin cancer is one of the most common cancers in the world, and early detection saves lives. So that's why we're super excited to offer this cutting edge technology like the Vectra 360. And essentially what this system is an advanced imaging system that uses high resolution cameras, and in less than a few seconds is going to capture and create a full 3D rendering skin map. And then after we have that imaging, that skin map, if you will, an AI-powered software goes in, analyzes all the spots on the skin. It'll flag specific ones based off of patterns and features. And then as a provider, we go in, take a look with the digital dermatoscope, the D200, and we get a risk assessment and a probability of what likely that lesion is, determine and discuss with the patient if further treatment is needed, monitoring, or a biopsy.
All right, so now let's simplify that. So I came into your office, you greeted me, and we talked a little about the scan. And the scan, how long does it take, by the way? Tell me.
The actual scan itself is less than 5 seconds long.
It's incredible. All right. So Tom said, take off all your clothes. Actually, you don't have to take everything off if you don't want to. But, you know, you should, because you really want this to be the best possible scan. So, you know, there's privacy. No one's looking at you. Now's not the time to be modest, right? You know, you have a colonoscopy. They're looking at your colon and your anus, right? So let's not be modest when it comes to your health. So you go into the computerized camera. There's something like, what, 600 photographs are taken in 5 seconds, Tom?
Yes. And when you stand inside the machine, I always like to tell my patients, it's just like, you know, TSA airport security. You're standing there positioned, arms at the side, less than a few seconds, a bright flash will occur. And then as that image is taken, there's hundreds of images that are pieced together to create this 3D avatar, if you will. And after that, you know, only a couple of minutes later, that image is processed. And then that's when the providers come in, take a look at all the spots on the skin.
Right. So I then got my robe on. I went into the next room, and we waited for the computer to process the images. As you said, it only takes a couple minutes. And then you went ahead and looked at the areas that maybe the computer doesn't get. You parted my hair, which is great. You looked at all whatever hair I have left, and you looked for anything that might be within my hair and between my toes and the bottom of my feet, so that virtually the entire body is looked at. And then we looked at the images together. The computer analyzed it, and there's a bunch of moles that I have, and the average person has 20 to 30. I have something like that. And the coolest thing is the machine takes all your moles and puts them in, you know, on the screen and grades them, right? What are these grades, like 0 to 10 or something? Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the ones that are flagged, where the system looks at certain patterns and features, and what these features are can be, you know, in symmetry, in border irregularities of these moles, different colors and diameter. You know, we're looking at these larger moles as well, and as well as texture. So if you see any crusting, flaking, scaling, inflammation. Once we have these flagged spots on the skin, we use this digital scope where it takes another image, a more in-depth image of the spot, and then it grades it. There's a risk assessment score based off of these patterns and these features. And it'll be on a scale essentially 0 to 10. And then it'll also give you a bar graph, if you will, of a probability percentage of what likely the diagnosis of that spot is.
Great. So then we look together at these. And as you said, there are a couple that were maybe worth a second look. So you took a dermatoscope. That's a handheld, it's like a microscope for the skin. And you took a picture of the specific ones that the computer flagged, the 3D Vectra camera flagged. And then you looked at those, and the AI software, it's really cool. It really is. The AI software then looked at it and said, no, this is most likely a seborrheic keratosis. And in my case, fortunately, I didn't have anything important. But if you had a melanoma or a basal cell carcinoma or something like that, you would then tell the patient. The patient would be referred to someone like me, a plastic surgeon, or a dermatologist, or whomever was appropriate. Correct, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. And if any spots on the skin are looking suspicious, you know, we do biopsies, shave biopsies right there in the office, where we take a little piece of that skin, send it off to the lab to get a full definitive diagnosis.
I'm speaking with Thomas Behar. He is a dermatology physician's assistant at Elytra Medical. And Elytra, it's an incredible office on Greenwich Street, 255 Greenwich Street. Easy to get to by public transportation. I took the subway. Took your life in your hand. No, really, the subway. I take it all the time, and got down there very quickly from my office in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and did the scan. You're in and out of the office in less than half an hour. It's pretty quick, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's a very quick appointment. From start to finish, it's about 20 to 30 minutes long. You know, like you mentioned too, the scan itself is only a few seconds, and then the processing of the image, and then the discussion. And the discussion between me and the patient could take however long, you know, open to all questions, if we need follow-up. And then I also discuss about, you know, sun protection as well.
All right. So now if listeners to this show are interested, and you should be, because you know this is part of good health. We all get our colonoscopies. We get, hopefully you have EKGs. You see maybe a cardiologist every now and then. You see your general doctor, and it's all part of maintaining your health. Women get pap smears and men get their PSA tested, and maintaining your health and not running away from things is very important. So this is a good comprehensive skin analysis, and it'll tell you whether you have anything to be concerned with, or whether or not you're good, come on back next year, whatever. So, Tom, what's the phone number over there at Elytra Health?
So the phone number is 646-362-4542. And you can make an appointment online on our website or through the phone. And I have the website here, Dr. Perry, if you don't mind me, you know, telling the audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's www.elytrahealth.com, and then you can select dermatology, or if you want to go directly into the website, it's www.elytrahealth.com/skin-cancer-screening-program/. I know that was a long one, so whatever's easiest,
that's a lot.
Make that appointment.
I think it's easier to give the call, 646-362-4542. So this is brand new technology that Elytra has. I've got the very junior version of the Vectra camera, the 3D camera in my office, that I look at wrinkles and things like that. This looks at these lesions. That's what we call them, you know, pigmented lesions, skin cancers, things like that. And I think there's only two of these machines in New York. One's at Sloan Kettering. You have to wait months and months and months to see that one. And the other is yours, right?
Yes, there's only two in the New York State. And like you said, Memorial Sloan Kettering has one in their dermatology department, and we have the other one. And our appointments are open, so we can get you in whatever is most convenient for you.
All right, Tom Behar, thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. It's Elytra Health. That's the name of your practice. And on Greenwich Street, it's 255 Greenwich Street, right there in Tribeca in Manhattan. And this is incredible technology. I did it. I loved it. I think it's important. I'm going to send family members. It's the coolest thing. And I love that AI analyzes these images. AI, they say, is AI going to replace doctors? No. But it's going to enhance the diagnostic capabilities of in medicine. And I think that's great. All right, Tom, thanks so much. Have a great evening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Perry. It's been great speaking with you.